Bernie Moreno, a MAGA lapdog.
You gotta win, Bernie. Don't leave me alone.
And now he's running against Sherrod Brown for Senate. If Bernie Moreno gets elected, he'll be a reliable far-right voice and could tip the Senate to the GOP. He'll harm Ohio by undoing consumer protections and allowing corporations like Norfolk Southern to pollute our state without consequences. This November, say no to MAGA lapdog Bernie Moreno. It's my body. That's it. That's where the discussion stops. Politicians, religious extremists, even those who think they mean well, have no right to tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her own body. It's time to make that a federal law. Call your congressperson and tell them that American women expect them to keep their laws off our bodies. Paid for by DEMPAC. He's kept his promises. President Joe Biden has restored credibility and humanity to the White House. He has overseen the greatest economic recovery in history.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong.
And President Biden is ready to finish the job by creating a greener, more sustainable America for future generations. On Election Day, vote to re-elect President Joe Biden. They say the devil wears Prada, but whatever shoes Marjorie Taylor Greene has on, she uses them to trample on the rights of women across the country. She wants to expand Alabama's crazy IVF laws nationally, put doctors who perform abortions in jail, and make it a crime to use the bathroom of the gender you identify as. Marjorie Taylor Greene can wear whatever she wants, but she can't hide her horns. Book bans. What is this, 1933? It's a pretty clear principle. The people banning and burning books are never the good guys. And these are the small steps that lead to genocide. The LGBTQIA+ community is under attack. Visit ACLU.org today and find out how you can help fight creeping fascism in the United States. We all have to do our part.